kind of wanted to stick with Arizona. Let's see, I think I have one marked in here. This is, there was a discalced Carmelite monastery in outside Sedona, Arizona, for some time. And I believe they've moved on to rougher terrain. They liked it wild, and it was getting less wild there. But I visited them. This was several years ago. And actually what happened was I called them up because my girlfriend had dumped me. And they had a phone number, and I rang them up and said, what do you do? How do you get in? You know? And they said, well, you come for a visit 3 or 4 days, and if it works out, you come back for 10 days, and then you come back for 3 months, and then you can take vows for 2 years, I think, and then you can take vows for 5 years, and sounded good. So I went up and stayed. I lasted about 6 days, I guess. But I was surprised during that time. I expected them to say, we don't come here just because we've been dumped, you know. We're serious here. But they seemed to think that was a good beginning. And they were happy to let me stay. They said, you have a radical personality, and maybe you should think about making a radical commitment to your faith. Faith, excuse me. I remember the phrases very well. But that was a very scary thing to have said to one. So, and it caused me to leave right away. Anyhow, while I was there, I guess I imagined somebody who might be considering leaving, having been there for many years. And this is all a fictional. The landscape is accurately rendered, but I think the rest is entirely fiction. It's called The Monk's Insomnia. The monastery is quiet. Sekinol drifts down upon it from the moon. I can see the lights of the city I came from, can remember how a boy sets out like something thrown from the furnace of a star. In the conflagration of memory, my people sit on green benches in the park, terrified, evil, broken by love. To sit with them inside that invisible fire of ours, day after day, while the shadow of the milk billboard crawled across the street, seemed impossible. But how was it different from here, where they have one day they play over and over as if they think it is our favorite, and we stay for our natural lives, a phrase that conjures up the sun's dark ash adrift after 10 billion years of unconsolable burning. Brother Thomas's schoolgirl obsession with the cheap doings of TV starlets breaks everybody's heart. And the yellow sap of one particular race of cactus grows tragic for the fascination in which it imprisons Brother Toby. I can't witness his slavering and relating how it can be changed into some unprecedented kind of plastic. And the monastery refuses to say where it is taking us. At night, we hear the trainers from the base down there and see them blotting out the stars. And I stand on the hill and listen, bone white with desire. It was love that sent me on the journey, love that called me home. But it's the terror of being just one person, one chance, one set of days, that keeps me absolutely still tonight and makes me listen intently to those young men above us, flying in their airplanes in the dark.